At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu. To the old me, scared and unseen, you're the reason I built this dream. Now I speak so others thrive. Turn my scars into sound. I come alive from the ashes of the breakdown. I don't run, I rise, won't back down. This
bound, every word a step, every truth profound. We don't heal in silence, we fight with grace, softness and defiance, lighting up this place.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Edna J. White. I'm so glad you're with me today on Keeping It Real on Purpose. This is real talk about achieving, high achieving women who talk about their purpose, their passion, their professions, relationships, their behaviors that they're addressing in their lives, all about getting a space to create and inspire other women. So today's guest is Terry Morris. Welcome, Terry. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing terrific. I'd like to know something about your business, and I know that my audience is ready for you to tell them all about you.
Well, wonderful. Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate that. And my business is T. Salita Consulting. And my purpose is transforming lives, whether it's your personal life, your business life, or your relationship. I help transform lives through coaching, training, and leadership development.
That is great. And we're so glad to have you. Now I want you to break down transform or transformation.
Well, what I like to do is I like to help people start from where they are and take them to another level. And that other level is where their heart desires. So as part of that process, I help them find where do you want to be, either where you want to be in your life, what purpose you have for your career or for your relationship. And primarily for your business. Where is that vision? And I help them create that vision so we can see where we're going. And then I do the work of helping transform them to get them there.
That's nice work. And could you tell me, when did this entrepreneurial bug bite you?
Well, surprisingly enough, I've always had it. Ever since I was 18 years old, I have been dibbling and dabbling in different types of businesses, always knowing that I wanted to work for myself. I started to really venture on my own when I was maybe 18 on my own, because I realized that I've been inspiring people, motivating people, helping people move to the next level. And I realized, let me just make it official. And that's after I had my kids and was paying attention to them, I was able to kind of move forward and pay attention to me.
Oh, nice. So you talk about paying attention to you, and which is very important. Talk about that to inspire our women that they need to pay attention to themselves.
Well, everyone is gifted with some kind of talent, and everyone has dreams. Everyone has dreams, but many times we're so busy focusing on everyone else that we lose sight of what our dreams were, the burning desire inside. We continue to suppress it because, you know, we're so focused on someone else. So it's always been there. And I teach them, let's go back and tap into it and let's make it a reality. Whether they've always dreamt about starting a business, they've always, you know, had a desire to have a better career or just in a different job, or, you know, they wanted to meet the person of their dreams, but just never figured out, how do I get that? Many times they kind of dismiss it and think that that's just simply just a dream and they'll never achieve that. But I'm here to tell you that it is possible. You can, it's not just a cliche that you can have whatever you want. That is true. And I show them exactly how to do that. How do you get that? How do we make it and bring it to fruition? I show you step by step on how to do that. And I've been pretty successful in helping others achieve that.
So tell us about the leadership part of that.
So the leadership piece of it is really taking control and acknowledging your life. It's guiding yourself and not allowing other people to guide you. It's really, that leadership is really taking a role, an active role in where you want to go, an active role in visualizing where you want to be and actually taking action to get there. And that is how I teach them, how do you become powerful enough to cancel out all of the negative noise of saying that you can't or it won't, and just taking the steps to go for it. And once they start to take those, it's a one step at a time, but once they start to take those steps, they amaze themselves, then they step into the power that they've already had.
Oh, okay. And you also said something about you also work with the relationship part. Could you talk about that?
Certainly. Regarding the relationship aspect of it, that I get so many calls from women and men of saying that they, you know, everybody has the desire, you want to find your soulmate. You want to find somebody you can enjoy your life with. But you know, and many times they keep on meeting someone that there is not a match, and they begin to think that maybe there's something, it's something wrong with them, or that they're doing, you know, something they're doing wrong. And again, that's where, you know what, let me show you how to take the lead and take the steps towards finding the right person. How do you find the person who's fit for you? How do you go into a relationship powerfully? How do you develop that confidence of knowing that you, what you bring to the table is all that needs to be brought to the table, and you've always possessed it and you have it. And I show them through different steps and workshops that things that they've already had, and how do they find a good relationship, and then how do you keep that relationship so that this way you and your soulmate can develop something good.
So in what you just said to me, what is it that you find that some people seem to misunderstand?
Themselves. and that's the real piece. They misunderstand themselves. And that's why, if you know what you're bringing to the table and all the gems that you have, how can you appreciate what it is that you've gotten when you get together? Because you're still not seeing yourself, that you are a gem. So you start to doubt yourself, and, you know, we start to get uncomfortable. Then you start to settle for some other person who, you know, there really isn't a match, or you keep picking the same thing. Then you wonder why things won't change, because you haven't figured out what you bring to the table. I had one young man who, every time we had a session, he was saying, you know what, things are going so well in this relationship, but I'm afraid, you know, that things are not going to go well. I'm afraid that she's going to just leave me. I'm afraid of all of that. But yet he didn't realize the gems of who he is. You know what, she liked him because of what he, who he was and what he did bring to the table. And when he started doubting that and doubting himself and doubting all the things that, you know, how great he is, he started to become fearful, losing sleep. He couldn't eat, until that's where I told him, I said, look, you have to wake up knowing that, you know what, you are a gem. You are a catch. And when you start stepping into that, you won't be fearful, because you'll know that, you know what, it'll be her loss if she leaves, because, you know what, I'm a good man and I bring a lot to this, you know, relationship. And when he started to step into that, in the days he starts to step into that, then I gave him some affirmations and I gave him some techniques so that he can stay there. Things are just so much better for him. And when he texts me, he says to me, he can't believe how happy he is.
That's great. That is terrific. That it sounds like that you really put a lot into working with your clients. So what is one thing you wish you had known when you began this career?
What is the one thing that I wish I had known? I wish I had known how to truly reach individuals easier, meaning there were so many of them that was just going untouched and unhelped. And I feel like there's that antidote that I have, and I wish I knew how to reach more sooner.
Okay. Yeah, that takes a lot of, I guess, trust. You would trust is something that you develop in that, in what you do. Is that correct?
And it is correct. And the thing about it is, I evolved into all that I know now, just from all of the learning, because we never stop learning. And so I can speak not just, you know, from off the, you know, just, you know, off the handle, but I can speak from inside and I can speak from my heart. I think that I have been privy to so many individuals, and I didn't realize how many I have coached through the years, that I realized that I can tap back into what I know, what works and what doesn't work, and my experience. So that's where I can impart more of a straight path. And here's how you're going to get there, because I'm going to tell you why, because I have other experiences to tap into, to show them. So I can show them through experience and different stories and different situations. And that helps you. You know how, if, you know, you don't have to go to that hot coal. You know, somebody went there already and they know it's hot. You know, I can tap into it and tell you, oh, that's a hot coal over there. Don't go there. So yep, exactly. I can kind of help direct them better.
Okay. So what three people influenced you the most along your career?
The three people that influenced me the most. Number one, I would say my husband, who has believed in me from day one, just absolutely day one. He saw so much in me, and he continues to give me the right words to keep pushing. And I had two girlfriends that, you know, some days, you know, way back when I was kind of standing on a ledge, they talked me off and they helped guide me back. And they saw the gifts that I had And they were able to remind me of all those that I've helped. And so to me, that was priceless.
And that's two or three people?
Three.
Okay.
It was two of my girlfriends.
Oh, okay, two.
You know,
okay.
It was almost the girlfriend intervention.
I got you. So tell the audience, like, what you have coming on the horizon.
Well, on the horizon, I am right now, one of the events, I am going to be speaking at the Miller Business Library, again, the Center Reach Library.
Okay.
And I'm doing, it's a signature program, which is called Beyond the Business Plan. Really building your business beyond the pages of the business plan.
Mm-hmm. So when is that?
When
is that?
That is on November, I believe, November 3rd.
Okay.
I believe it's November 3rd. I will be hosting that. The biggest piece is I am really developing just some of the signature programs and, you know, looking to put that out, you know, on big time.
Right.
I am developing my Women Warrior Coach, which is www.thewomanwarriorcoach.com, the website where all of the coaching packages has been doing pretty well, and I'm looking to really expand that. And then my Maze to Million, which is helping individuals really take their business to the next level. And so those are some of the key things that I'm really focused on. And so, and that's been doing pretty well because I'm creating a real signature package for businesses, which is going to literally take them step by step to that next financial level that they've been really looking to achieve. It has been working, which I'm excited about that. And it's not that vague information or that convoluted, you know, here's the steps, you know.
Right.
And it's not another training program. That's one of the things that I have been priding myself, you know, doing training for over 20 years. One of the reasons in developing my packages and the way that I develop my training is because I'm sure many of us have been to different training programs, and when you leave it, you put it on the shelf. This is not that. You know, everything I do, I like to ensure that the individuals receive results that they can actually see, that it's not your typical training program. And so that's the one thing what I pride myself in, how I do my training. It's very different from how other individuals train, because my pet peeve was, I don't want somebody to just go through it, and I didn't want my stuff to just be put on the shelf. I want to know that it made an impact in someone's life, and that's what I bring to the table, and that's what I bring into each and every one of my packages to take individuals to the next level. I've been doing it for years, and now I want to just be officially doing that in a structured way.
Okay, so you say that... you've done that, so I can imagine that you've had some challenges along the way. What's the biggest failure that you had, and what did you learn from it?
Wow. You know what it is that, and I'm sure many people have experienced this, is that, you know, you have that desire, you know, you're ready to start out, and there's not a clear answer anywhere. Everyone just gives you the information, and it's a hunt and peck. It's just like, you know, and I've had so much trial and error, but I think that because I love to do the research, you know, I was able to do it, but, you know, I have been down a circle where the answer was like right there. You know, sometimes people weren't as willing to say, here's the answer. I got it right here, and help you along the way. You know, it was almost like, you know, they're scared to share it. So it, you know, it I spent a lot of money figuring out and finding the answers and what I needed to do. But one of the things I did learn on that journey of losing a lot of money, mm-hmm. I also learned that there is enough money to go around that we no one ever has to be fearful to say, you know what, share how you got there. And that's why I give the step-by-step, non-vague information on how to get there, because I know that there's enough money to go around. And I know that I truly believe that if I make it, you make it. And if you make it, I make it. And we'll see each other at the top. And this way we can still continue to help each other grow. So I have adopted that motto after all of my monetary trial and failure. A lot of money. But you know what? I figured, you know what? No one really has. We shouldn't have to, you know, lose all that money and fail, because the answers are right there. And if I can share it, that's what I'm going to do.
Perfect. That's great advice. And last but not least, what advice would you give someone wanting to pursue a career in as or an entrepreneurial position?
Let's see. Don't quit.
Simple and easy.
Because success is on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? And nothing is easy. But all of the hard work and all of the challenges and all of the obstacles, you're supposed to have them. You're supposed to experience them, because that's what's making you stronger, and that's what's going to make you resilient. Because you have to experience that now, and if you learn to embrace that on the journey up, you'll be surprised that, because when you're running that multi-million dollar business, you're going to experience it, but it's going to be a piece of cake, because you've learned how to push through it. You've learned how to persevere. You've learned how to stay focused, and you've learned how to become solution driven. And that's where your success is going to shine.
Excellent information and excellent advice. So how can the audience find you on social media?
On social media, I am easily, you know, reached. They can email me at tmorris@tselida, that's SELEDA, consulting.com. They can visit any one of my websites. One is www.thewomanwarriorcoach.com or www.maze.millions.com. And I am always available. And if somebody wants to give me a call, they can reach me at 800-300-0573.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. Well, Terry, I thank you for coming today and being a guest. And as always, it's such a pleasure to talk to you. And I know my audience is going to get a lot of information from you. And audience, feel free to connect with her and get some relationship advice, some leadership advice. And, oh yeah, share that website that you have that you list businesses that you didn't mention.
Yes. So I also have it where my goal is to connect businesses with the right clients and other businesses, so they can even just, you know, go and visit businessconnectiondirectory.com.
Excellent.
You know what? Go on there and list your business. I'm going to help you grow, and just connect with me. And you know what? And Edna, you are phenomenal.
Yeah, thank you.
I want to tell you thank you so much for the opportunity.
And you're welcome. And with that and all the great information that Terry has provided, we're going to bid you adieu for now. Thanks for listening in, and remember to subscribe, like, and hit the bell, and you will not miss any of the episodes. Thank you so much. And this is Edna White signing off, and my guest, Terry Morris. Bye for now.
Thank you.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
We've all done it. Stock our fridge with leafy greens and good intentions, only to have our future self sacrifice quality nutrition for the convenience of takeout. Keep your body and mind nourished all day with a whole body meal shake from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But the best part? It actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood-packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai, to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you've got endless ways to personalize your Kachava. Whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee, with every 2 scoops of Kachava, you're getting 85-plus superfoods, nutrients, and plant-based ingredients. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags with code NEWS at Kachava.com. That's 30% off for a limited time at kachava.com, code NEWS.